USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Democrats are blasting President Trump's comments comparing their impeachment inquiry to a lynching. The president made the remarks in a tweet, and Hogan Gidley, White House Deputy Press Secretary, was asked on Fox News if the president would like to take back that tweet.
The president wasn't trying to compare himself to the horrific history in this country at all. What he was trying to point out clearly was that he has been attacked relentlessly by the mainstream media without cause, without evidence, since the day he took over in this office.
The five-day ceasefire that the United States negotiated with Turkey and Kurdish fighters in Syria is ending. It comes as Russia and Turkey are announcing a deal that would establish joint Russian and Turkish patrols along the border within 6 days. Turkey is a member of NATO, formed to be a check on Russian aggression. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new plan finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred, maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new plan finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
Rates for those on Obamacare will be dropping next year. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
Rates for those using healthcare.gov to get their coverage will be dropping by an average 4% in 2020 in 38 different states. It's the second consecutive year of lower rates. Six states using healthcare.gov will see double-digit drops. And in 2020, 20 more insurance companies are joining the federal exchanges, bringing the total to 175. So the number of states with only one carrier will be dropping from 5 to 2 next year.
A 3-day hearing regarding an illegal alien's confession in the case related to the murdered 20-year-old Iowa college student Molly Tibbetts is being postponed. The alleged killer's attorneys have asked the judge to toss the confession out on grounds the officers did not fully explain him his rights. He's accused of killing Tibbetts earlier this year. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A state Senate committee in Florida is recommending the full Senate uphold Governor Ron DeSantis' suspension of former Broward County Sheriff Scott Israel. Governor DeSantis suspended Israel shortly after taking office in January. DeSantis charged Israel with incompetence and dereliction of duty for actions before and after the mass murder at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland. Andrew Pollack's daughter, Meadow, was murdered at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School, and he's a fan of the move Governor DeSantis made.
Well, the sheriff, I want everyone to remember, he went on national TV claiming his amazing leadership. He wanted to deflect from his department's failures and blame the gun. But there were so many failures, and if there's any Florida state senators, I'd like to bring them out right now to everybody. He had the killer had over 40 calls to his house with no policies in place to handle that. The Broward Sheriff's Office dropped a tip that he was going to be the shooter and shoot up the school. He trespassed at the school after he threatened to shoot the school up and never arrested. 8 of his deputies, Brian, pulled up and took a perimeter around the school instead of going right in into the school. Why there were shots still going on the third floor, one of those shots could have been my daughter getting murdered, and they took a perimeter.
Pollack was speaking there on Fox News. For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.